Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And I've got to freely admit something right now. Steelers are 3-1. They're in first place. Calvin Austin isn't healthy. Roman Wilson has done bupkis. He's been a pimple on the Steelers' fanny.
He's in football witness protection.
Right. He's on a milk carton, as Donnie likes to say. I think the Steelers made a mistake getting rid of George Pickens. Now, he's had some really dumb brain-headed moments so far with the Cowboys. He's had some classic George Pickens moments. He tackled a guy in Philadelphia when they were in the red zone, and then Booby Sanders fumbled, and that helped Philadelphia win that game. Also, in the Bears game they lost on the road a couple weeks ago, he played patty cake with the football and deflected it right to a Bear for an interception and then had one of his tirades on the sideline afterwards. So it has not been all fun and fancy free for George Pickens in Dallas, but he's also been unbelievably productive. He is second in the NFL in touchdowns with 5. Let's start there. There's also a stat that ESPN tracks called first downs made. Did your catch go for a first down or not? Yes or no, and they keep track of those. In the entire NFL right now among pass catchers, there's only 3 guys that have had plays go for moving the chain stats more than George Pickens. Puka Nacua, Amon-Ra St. Brown, and Jackson Smith and Jigba. That's it. He's been better than everyone else.
And by percentage, he's actually, I would assume, been the best. 21 of his 23 catches have been for first downs. Nacua's 31 of 52. So if you're just going by like when George Pickens catches
right.
the ball, is it a first down?
He's,
it's like 90%+ of the time.
He's 5th in another stat that's called big plays, which is passing plays that go for more than 20 yards, or 6th, excuse me. There's only 5 guys there, JSN, Abuka, Tet McMillan, Justin Jefferson, and Puka Nacua, who are better there. Simply put, through 5 weeks, he's been one of the 10 or 15 best wide receivers in the entire NFL. And the Cowboys of all teams and the circus atmosphere that is the Dallas Cowboys at all times, where the owner is now in the news for giving fans double birds.
I thought it was a single bird.
Was it a single bird?
He claimed he was trying to give them a thumbs up.
Oh, get out of here.
He who has not flipped somebody the bird while meaning to give a thumbs up cast the first stone on
okay?
that one, boys.
Like, they're always creating distractions. They're known more for distractions than anything else now.
Mm-hmm.
And he has gone there and largely walked the straight and narrow. And I will say all you got back is a 3rd-round pick that you couldn't even use to make this year's team better because of when you got it. And the whole idea of, well, that's now going to go into the kitty. We need to save up. We need to open up an account like we're saving for a trip to Disney because we're, you know, need to bank picks for the quarterback in next year's draft. That looks pretty sketchy right now because of what Drew Aller and Arch Manning. Arch Manning should probably get benched at Texas right now. So, like, we traded George Pickens, but it was in the name of something greater, this greater good of collecting picks to apply to our next quarterback, that doesn't even really make sense right now, Chris.
I don't miss him. So I'm glad he's not on the Steelers. He's had three, I would say, good games where you score a touchdown, you have at least 60 yards or 55 yards, pretty good. He's had one bad game, the Philly game, I would argue. And then he's had one exceptional game, which was the Green Bay game where he went kind of ballistic in a way we've seen him go. I don't think that the problems for George Pickens that he had here have really gone away. And I think that a lot of his production is explained by the fact that he is playing for a team that is pretty much all pass all the time with a better quarterback. Dak's playing really good football, I would argue. He is, of course, going to put up numbers when CeeDee Lamb is hurt, and he is now their featured target, and he's just going to get force-fed the football. I don't think that this is a case of anything other than you break up and you wonder every so often if you should call your ex to see how she's doing. And if you're really being clear-headed about it, you realize you broke up for a reason. And the fact that they only got a third that they couldn't use to help this year's team in return,
yeah,
does not factor into whether I wish he was on the Steelers. I don't, because okay. I think he would be the same disruptive, problematic player that he was for the majority of his time.
All right,
here.
But there were a lot of times where, I mean, I will even admit this as someone who didn't like him here either and was thrilled to see him go. There were times where the production outweighed the headache, and obviously right now that's happening with the Cowboys. Just to make sure I hear you right, you think that so far, if you were to grade this trade, good trade or bad trade, you're still putting it in the good trade category?
That's not really the question you asked.
Well, though. I know, but I'm
just, wish they had
I'm
gotten
asking,
a little bit
I'm
more
I'm asking
for him.
You that as a corollary to what I said.
It is a good trade because he's not
a
here
good
anymore.
Good trade?
Because he's not here anymore, and I think it would have been a problem. I think DK Metcalf has been equally productive relative to the number of targets he's received.
I agree with
Pickens.
That, but they could have both.
I don't think George Pickens would be playing nice in this situation.
Okay, so then...
DK Metcalf has 22 right. targets, so we know that they wouldn't be throwing a ton to Pickens, and we know that when Pickens doesn't get targeted, he gets mad.
Okay, so then you do think it's a ticking time bomb, and when CeeDee Lamb comes back, he is going to explode there? That's reasonable, that's fine, but it's the same thing I said about Tomlin last hour. Through five games, so far through this season... I'm shocked that you could actually say it's a good trade. The Steelers have a very thin receiving core. Calvin Austin is now less than 100%. The third round pick you do have at wide receiver can't even get on the field and do anything but catch one ball in four games. And this guy has been uber, uber productive. And he has not turned into a malcontent for them yet. And I do disagree with the fact that they're all pass, no run. I mean, Javonte Williams is coming off one of the best games, I think probably his best game ever.
I mean, he's been targeted
against the Jets.
He's been targeted 15 more times than DK Metcalf has. They're throwing the ball to Jake Ferguson constantly. They pass the ball a lot. They're trailing a lot in games because their defense is ass.
Yes. Right.
So
I
think
that.
For a guy who always cared more about his own numbers than the team succeeding,
right.
being down in games and putting up numbers will keep him pretty happy.
Donnie, do you agree with Chris that it was a good trade five games in?
I mean, I still remember the day it happened. You guys were in jubilation in there, and I said, listen, I know the guy's a pain in the ass, but I'm not in love with the trade because it put them in the same situation.
Are you
situation.
Less in love with it now?
Yeah, I mean, I would say I am. And it put them in the same situation they were just in 2024, and they are a DK Metcalf injury, or even one that would have him miss a couple of games, not even season-long, kind of like George Pickens last season, away from a disaster at that position. They are afraid to play Roman Wilson, who was a third-round pick, by the way. So that doesn't really entice and make me feel any better about, hey, they got a third-round pick back. Look how that's been wasted over the years. And I think it was fair to assume, given his track record, that he would have been an issue here. Pickens, that is, with Metcalf, with Rodgers. But we all just jumped to that assumption because everybody else also said, well, just wait, he's going to go to Dallas and play second fiddle to CeeDee Lamb. And it doesn't seem like that's hurting him all that much now. I know Lamb's missed a few games.
That's the whole crux of Mulsey's argument, that if Lamb is healthy, Pickens would have already blown up there.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And we just assume that.
I mean, I think it's a reasonable assumption. If you go chronologically, he goes, when did Lamb get hurt? Second game or third game?
He got hurt in the Bears game.
Okay. So Pickens did get 9 targets in the second game. He got 4 in week 1. He then has gotten 9, 11, and then 4 again. The Jets, they didn't need to
throw the ball. He scored a touchdown on a bomb in that game,
I know.
Too.
He scored a touchdown in 4 straight. I mean, he's got a 43-yarder. He had a huge game against the Packers while they were catching up in that game, or it's kind of back and forth, really. I guess you've asked, do you miss him, Steelers fans? Then you've asked, do you think that the trade was a good trade? I would simply ask this. What did you want them to do with Pickens? Play out the string and hope it worked?
I didn't at the time, but I was working under the assumption that the Steelers weren't going to be a good football team this year. And so
they're still not a team that does the one thing he wants, which is, you could guarantee, targets him all the time.
Yeah, but Chris, if they ran the offense, they haven't really been in a position to do that. I mean, I guess in the Seattle game, they should have been, because they were trailing for most of that game, so there were more targets to go around. But like the Jets game, they came out throwing the ball because they couldn't run it. So there would have been targets
the other thing,
there for him.
The other thing here is relevant to me too. Dak Prescott's a lot of things. I don't think Dak Prescott is like a fire and brimstone, get in your face quarterback. We know George Pickens runs sloppy routes. Do you agree with that? He is not always the most detail-oriented
yes.
route runner.
Yeah, I agree.
We also know Aaron Rodgers despises it. He was ready to rip Calvin Austin's head off for running a route that cost them a touchdown.
I think that would have been
a powder keg too.
But if George Pickens is playing in the Seahawks game instead of Calvin Austin, do they win?
I have no idea, because I have no idea how George Pickens is acting. Is he just half-assing it on a random play? Is he running the wrong route there?
I mean,
absolutely a case made that he would have.
I know, but he's not doing it in Dallas of all places.
I don't know. He had a ball go right off his hands and go into a Bears defender's hands.
I said that, but he's made up for it with way more good plays. Aaron Rodgers also threw football right to Robert Spillane. I don't just obsess over that, because he's made way more good plays to make up for that. Pickens, unfortunately, has made way more good plays than the just say, well, his defining moment in 2025 is, you know, shuffling the ball off to a Bears defender. It hasn't been. The stats are the stats. The numbers don't lie. He's been one of the best receivers in the NFL this year. And we still bitch about how the Steelers don't have good enough receivers. So I don't know how right now he isn't missed.
I don't, because I don't think it would be going well here. It's pretty easy for me to say.
But isn't that an indictment then on Mike Tomlin then? Because if Brian Schottenheimer, of all people, can get George Pickens
I think getting George Pickens to play the way he's supposed to play is as simple as be trailing a lot in games and need to throw the ball to George
not
Pickens.
Not necessarily. I mean, the Steelers were allowed, if they had DK Metcalf and George Pickens, I don't know, to actually be a pass-first offense and not be hell-bent on running the ball.
Do you want to be a pass-first offense with the way the line played for most of these first 4 games?
I mean, if as long as they're not, you know, taken until 7 Mississippi to get the ball out, yes. I have no problem with that.
I agree with Nate, who tweeted in that the Cowboys and Pickens are very much in the honeymoon phase. I agree with that. It might last a little while longer while he continues to be their primary target in the pass game, and Dak's throwing like a good
ball.
So
you guys have no regrets whatsoever.
I don't.
Not even
I think
a
Donnie,
twinge of regret.
No. I think Donnie, to be fair here, is saying
Donnie's
he
got
was
major regrets. He didn't like it from the very beginning.
Well, that's why he doesn't have regrets. He was never on board with it. You and I were on board with it, and you sound like you're having seller's remorse.
I am having some seller's remorse.
Look at
what the guy's doing.
I'm not. Apparently the theme of today's show is Pony goes back on previously held opinions. I'm standing firm over
so
here.
So just to make sure I get you right, if he was leading the NFL right now in catches and yards, you'd still say, well, eventually it's going to blow up there. It's only because CeeDee Lamb's hurt?
Don't have to answer. Well, if he was leading the NFL, yeah, actually I would. And I'd be like, what's Dallas's record? 2-2-1.
Well, why don't
one.
You do that with Myles Garrett? You never say, well, look at the Browns' record. You just always say he's a great player regardless of what their record is.
Did Myles Garrett play for the Steelers and then get traded because he was a malcontent?
No, I'm just saying, why is it... like?
How is Myles Garrett applicable to this situation at all?
Because you just said that...
Pickens' numbers in Dallas absolutely are a function of what Dallas finds themselves doing in games, which is trailing.
Chris,
they never
trailed against the Jets. What are you talking about?
His biggest game was a wild back-and-forth affair with the Packers. He had two catches against the Jets. He had one touchdown.
Yes, and he made them count.
Okay.
All right. How many games did DK Metcalf have where he had a bunch of catches? Does he have any this year? We think he's done a pretty good job. It's about quality, not quantity. Why do I care if a guy has 11 catches if he has 57 yards? Is he making something with him or not? You just said it. Almost all of his catches are first downs. How
he's
is that not
well.
A feather in his cap?
It wouldn't be happening here is the bottom line, too. That's been my real bottom
but again,
line from moment one.
Donnie
it wouldn't
just
be
said
happening.
It. How do you know that for sure?
Because I've watched George Pickens with my eyes and I have a brain.
And we're watching him go off right now.
In a situation that I don't think is analogous to this one at all.
So you don't think the fact
no.
that it's a contract year has no. anything to do with the way he's played, even though that's been a part of professional sports for decades. Got it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.